Hey guys, so again, it's Quinn Fab, and this is now my second podcast. So I guess after this, I do not have to announce it no more because I am an official podcaster, okay? but yeah, I just wanted to record again and say thank you guys for tuning in and listening. I hope to get a bunch more listeners and followers because I feel like I do have some good tea to talk about. And when I say tea, I mean the kind that you boil. I'm not messy, okay? So there we have it. It's Wednesday. I'm home. I'm trying to sew down my closure because I previously, let's get into this story, okay? I previously paid someone, not gonna call her a friend, but a lady that I seen on my Snapchat. She was advertising, she do hair, been following her for a while. Cool. Alright, cool. So my stylist that I normally go to didn't have any more spots available for that day. So she's like, oh, I can do your hair. Whoop de whoop de whoop. Cool. I book with sis. You hear that with sis? First off, she was supposed to come that night because I, with me, you can do it. I want it done ASAP. So she was supposed to come that night. We're texting and I'm like, okay, if you're going to come, you know, it's already past the time you said you was come, but come on and come. She did not show up that night. So she said, let's do it for 11:30 the next morning. Cool. She texts me. Like, 10, like, I'll be over there by 11:30. Is that the time you still want it? I'm like, I'm up, that's cool with me. She comes over here, you guys, at 12. It's 12, she comes over. Long story short, the girl took 5 hours to do a basic sew-in with a closure. Oh, she is so lucky I'm not the person that I used to be. I mean, just my mouth would have been sassed the whole time. So, she did my sew-in. Asked, could her boyfriend come in my house because they were sharing a car. You know, I understand that situation. I've been there, done that. Cool. Her boyfriend came in, fell asleep on my couch. She took 5 hours to do my hair. Then, you know, I checked it out after she left and it was like a kind of a thin spot above my head that I pointed out to her. And she's like, oh, you can't see anything up there. You know, I'm tall. You can't see anything. I'm like, yeah, but can you add another track? Okay. I had to add another track. Long story short, the next day I noticed that the tracks in the front of my hair were not sewed down. I mean, didn't have a lick of thread on them. Y'all, what? Ooh, did not have a lick of thread on them. So I sent her a Snapchat video showing her where she fucked up at. Like, it couldn't get no clearer than that. Like, look, I am not happy. Why did it take you 5 hours of my time to do a poor piss job? Make me understand. So cool. I told her, you know, you didn't do a bad job, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, she started texting me. One, you guys, I'm in real estate. I'm very professional when it comes to money, okay? So I do not like texting people, especially if I'm getting paid or if I've paid them. So I picked up my phone and called baby girl. And I was like, wow, you are being very disrespectful. Like, you got paid for a job. I don't get it. She hung up on me, then texted me and said, I like positive energy and I told you that's no big issue. Why are you being so extra? You know, I could just add another track. Okay. First of all, she's hung up on me. At this point, I am no longer being professional because that is not okay. You do not hang up on someone after they've paid you. Especially if you want returning business or referred business. But hey, let people run their business how they run it. Couple of more days later, there were four more tracks in the front on the left side of my head. At this point, I'm just irritated. I really, really, really want to clown her, dog walk her, go back to my old normal blunt self, and just really fire baby girl up at this point. But I did not. I am a woman of God, and I feel Him working on me and changing me. I simply went to Instagram or Snapchat and talked about the dissatisfaction of the work that I experienced. I did not tag her. I did not call her out. She had sent me another snap after she seen it. I did not read it because at this point, she now has my address and she came to my house and did my hair and my personal phone number to get at me. So, one lesson for me, if they're not in a professional salon with professional booking information, do not book them. And some of the ones with professional information, you still don't want to book them. These new stylists nowadays, they just knew that's what it is. They don't want to grease your scalp. They don't want to tell you that your ends need to be cut. All they want to do is do what you ask them to do. And I'm not like that. That is not doing your job correctly. You went to school, you learned how to do hair, how to make it healthy, and how to help people do that by themselves once they leave that salon. And that is not what these new stylists do. I have been doing my own hair for a very long time. I am very good at it now. I did not want to do my hair. And let this be a lesson learned. I had nothing but time to do it. So I am out of my money that I paid her, and I was tricked. Talking about time wasted. So, yeah, here I am, second podcast, blobbing about how I'm in the bathroom right now, sewing down a new closure that I had to go buy because baby girl did not tell me that this one was bald as hell. Like, I don't get it. But happy Wednesday. Thanks for...